Hey, frenemies, this week's podcast is our Thanksgiving special, where we discuss some French starters you'll be thankful for to have for the remainder of the season. Welcome back, frenemies. Episode 94 here. I'm your host, Chris. To my right, the commission. And we're back in better than ever to talk some fantasy football. Before we get going here, you can probably see the empty chair to my left. Commish, would you like to tell the listeners what's going on over here?
Yeah, so people have probably been missing Ryan. We haven't seen Ryan in a bit. He's started some grad school, which has taken up a lot of his time. So he's kind of taken a backseat from being on the actual podcast. He'd probably be involved in the background, might be on a few times as a guest star, but if you don't see him there, that's why.
Yep, but we felt like leaving the chair open for him today since we're...
We got a special guest next podcast, 757 League, that'll be filled.
That'll be filled there. But let's jump right into some fantasy reaction to Week 11. Real sad news here, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, this is... We didn't have it in the doc originally, and I was like, we just have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers out to him. This is one of the worst looking knee injuries I think we've seen in a long time. They're comparing it to kind of like the Teddy Bridgewater one. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. We got a couple guys in our leagues who are PTs, and they were going back and forth on this, and that's what you could feel the vibe that this is just.
Yeah, and they were right.
We're talking about over a full season of time missed. May not play till 2022.
ACL, MCL tear, along with other structural damage. When you hear the other structural damage, it's not good.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Chris, as far as the weapons go, because that's a fantasy show. What are we looking at for like a T. Higgins? Is this somebody you now need to drop? Tyler Boyd, AJ Green probably is not rostered anyways, but.
Oh, yeah. I would start putting other guys in there because you go from under duress, Burrow is throwing darts.
Yep.
To who is backing up there?
Ryan Finley.
Finley.
Yes, who we got to see last year, who throwing, was not fun to see.
I don't think he's going to throw darts with that offensive line. I mean, that offensive line was allowing Burrow to get beat up, and he was still making plays. Finley is not going to make those plays.
Yeah, it's a downgrade all around. I think you're right now at a bench. Let's see a week, kind of like the Andy Dalton thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't be happy.
Yeah, so talking about happy, we have Adam Thielen was wide receiver one this week, two touchdown catches, scored what, 28 points in half PPR leagues, but now he's on the COVID list.
Yeah, we saw a couple of these people pop up. We'll talk about another later, but it's just a reminder. This is a thing that's going to continue to happen. It's going to suck through the playoffs. You need to have that depth because you're going to need to plug someone in randomly.
Yeah, do you think, you know, he might be able to play Sunday? They're doing a lot of those rapid testing.
That's the thing is we can't give you an answer on that because they have not disclosed whether it's a contact, close contact. The two different types they have a close contact one, and then they have the actual tested positive test. If they test positive, you're not going to have them for 2 weeks minimum. If they are close contact, we've actually seen this happen throughout the last couple weeks here, and they've been playing. So.
Yeah, Big Ben, Matthew Stafford kept them out for a little while.
Yep.
I'm going to jump down here. J.K. Dobbins. He was RB6 this past week.
And now everyone getting excited finally.
I know. I
traded
for
him. Here we are, the breakout. And now he's on the COVID list. So
he's got a Thursday game, which makes it even tougher.
He's playing on Thanksgiving Day. He's definitely not playing. I guess I shouldn't have said playing on Thanksgiving Day. They are playing on Thanksgiving Day. He is one that tests positive. They've said that he'll be out for the next 2 weeks. So fire up your Gus Edwards. Mark Ingram was on that list as well. I don't know if he
close
was...
Close contact, I think.
He might be the close contact one. Yeah. Okay. So he has the possibility. I don't think he's going to play Thursday because of how quickly this is coming on.
Right.
So Gus Edwards, start him up. Like, in my opinion, you're looking at a top 15 back this week. I don't know if you're going to have much more beyond that. It's hard to have confidence because he's playing the Steelers this week. But the thing you can look back to is they did have a ton of rushing yards, lots of production against even the Steelers defense last time they played a few weeks ago. So yeah. I think start him up.
Start him up on Gus. The Gus bus. Get it going.
Yes.
Next thing we hear, the biggest hype going into Sunday, Taysom Hill. He played pretty well.
Yeah, I didn't get to watch too much of that game. It looked like they did pretty much what I thought they would with him. They made him more of the game manager and then used a whole new style of offense to feature what he does, which is run the ball.
Yeah, and like his running ability, it's not like, oh, don't get hit. The guy
he's a running back.
He's a running back playing QB, okay? A tight end playing QB, so he's used to absorbing those hits. So he scored those what, two rushing touchdowns? Correct. Yep. With a passing touchdown?
I think one passing touchdown, one
rushing.
Passing touchdown. One passing, one rushing, and then he had a fair good amount of yards, over 200 yards passing. So better than Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and guess what? We know he's the starter here week one. ESPN leagues have finally come out and changed him to QB only. So that 1 week in ESPN, you guys were able to sneak 20-some-odd points in the tight end spot.
Not going to happen again.
Or the flex. So that's crazy. Another quarterback here, Tua. Tua got
benched. Yes, I've got the sweatshirt on here for those watching on Instagram or YouTube. My Dolphins, I don't know what they're doing, to be honest with you. We were talking before. I think that he has earned my respect, that being Brian Flores, the head coach. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt in the situation, but I didn't like the turn to Tua in the first place. We won three straight games, so I can't complain. But that wasn't on the back of Tua. And then to just, when he gets into his first situation where you're going to actually see if this guy can handle the pressure, can win a game, you take him out and you know, kind of give him the blankie and put in.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. They've named him starter from here on out, but this can happen again. So what it means for fantasy is you can drop Tua. Don't use Tua. I mean, if you're in Dynasty League, you need to hang on to him. But as far as redrafts go, one QB league, I think it's way too risky unless you start really seeing him, you know, turning into like the Justin Herbert type of season.
So. Yeah, I like that. And then just a little shout out to old man Keenan Allen. 16 Keenan Allen. Catches, man.
Yep. Herbert loves Keenan Allen. I mean, he's just being smart. He's knows that he is his most talented player on the field, and you throw him the ball often. It's kind of like the Julio Jones thing we see with Matt Ryan, and he's talented, man.
Oh, he's not that fast.
Yep.
But he's got amazing hands. He like old man Chris Carter from back in the day. He's going to just make catches.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's go from that segment straight to our party question.
Ian, you like to go to a party in my pants?
No, Frick.
All right, let's go.
All right, so if you guys were listening last week, we did a whole get to know Coach Chris.
Uh-oh.
And it was some rapid fires Sean gave me. So now I'm going to shoot him back his way.
All right.
So I got some really weird off-the-wall questions. None of them make sense in the way that they're written together, and that's the reason why I did it.
All right.
So
that's how we do the show, right? We don't make sense.
We don't make any sense. So I want you to just give me as quick as you can answers to all of these. You ready to go?
I'll try.
All right. So here's some questions to get to know the
commish. I'm like nervous for some reason.
All right. Okay. First one. How do you like your steak?
Oh, medium rare.
Good job. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, God. Patriot fans.
Okay.
No, Steeler fans.
Steeler fans. Okay. Boxer or briefs?
Boxers.
Who's your Hollywood crush?
Oh, no. My wife's going to hate this. We've talked about it before. Hillary Duff.
I know. I just wanted you to say that on the air. Summer or fall?
Fall. Definitely fall. Yeah.
Okay. Ice cream or cake?
Ice cream all day. Ice cream cake, to be specific.
Ooh, combine the two there. Go to Netflix show.
Like Netflix original?
No, any show on Netflix.
Daredevil.
Oh, yeah. We agree on that. Last one here. This is a big one.
All right.
Football or Ultimate Frisbee?
Well, to watch football, but that's kind of obvious. To play Ultimate Frisbee.
There we go. And that's a little bit of our commish.
Yep.
Sean, a little rapid fire, 8 questions there. Now we know him so much better. Now we can create all these little fake dating profiles and use all that information that we just got.
Yeah, sure.
The boxers or briefs one. We really got them.
That was like my Ariel or Jasmine one there.
Yeah.
Had to throw me a curveball.
So going from that curveball, we're going to go to be our next segment here, which we just want to be thankful about things, right?
Yeah, so this is Thanksgiving week. We're going to mention some guys. We're going to probably bring up some guys that are definitely rostered. But there's also going to be these other guys that aren't rostered. You've picked up in the last few weeks, maybe picking up this week. And at the end of this year, we're just going to be thankful that these guys were on our roster.
Thankful that these
winning us championships, right?
Quote unquote fringe starters are helping us win the championship at the end of the year. So, Commish, I'm going to send it over to you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to list the guys here. Here are going to give me a little more of your response. Let's start at the quarterback position.
All right.
A guy that is mostly rostered, Justin Herbert.
I traded for.
Yeah. And then another guy that's making his way back possibly in Jared Goff.
Yeah, so Goff has the easiest schedule going forward, and that's really what these are going to be based on. Is you can, at this point of the season, you have so much data that you can see a strength of schedule and see who's going to have good matchups going forward. And really, when it gets down to it in the playoffs, I remember a couple of years ago, I lost in the first round. I had Russell Wilson. He was on fire, had a bad game, and I played Kirk Cousins, who was on the Redskins and just had the best matchup possible and dominated me, and I lost in week one. So it may, you may have a fantasy stud, but if they have a bad matchup and they have a waiver wire guy that's got a better matchup, that's what you end up with. So Goff is one of those guys. I know he's disappointed you a few times this year. I've thought about picking him up, but really just the schedule to come. He's got San Francisco, Arizona, New England, the Jets, and Seattle. I mean, that's the highlight. Jets and Seattle is your final two games to get you to that championship ring. You're not going to find a better streamer, in my opinion. And it kind of seems like McVay is figuring out this offense finally. It's been the way he's kind of navigated through these seasons. Towards the end of the season, you see the real offense once he's figured out what he's working with.
All right, and Justin Herbert, who actually ended up being QB3 this week.
Yes.
All right.
He's been on fire. You already know to continue to start him. You might be a little afraid because of the rookie thing. When's the rookie wall going to come? I don't know if it's coming because he gets to play Buffalo, New England, Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Denver. We were talking a little bit. The Denver matchup may be a little sketchy, but I mean, you just, this guy's balled out every week. So
yeah, and it's crazy because the offense is usually showing up. It's mm-hmm. defense that's got talented players that's forcing Herbert to throw the ball.
Exactly.
Because they keep blowing leads. Let's go to the running back position here. We have an obvious name and two other fringe names here, but Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I wanted to mention him just because obviously you can't really go acquire him. Even in a trade, you might have a hard time. That's another thing to mention here. This is a good place to look to. If your trade deadline hasn't passed, maybe go get a few of these guys because you're going to need some firepower in the playoffs.
Yeah, you play Derrick Henry and you have him. He's rostered 100%, but he does have the easiest running back.
He plays the Jets, Detroit, and Green Bay in week 14, 15, and 16.
Oh, yeah.
So you're talking about the six, the easiest in Detroit, and the third easiest in Green Bay matchups. So he's just kind of like he has done in years past. I feel like he's going to win people some serious championships. Had to mention him. What's another guy we had?
Okay. It's gross to say his name right now.
It is.
David Montgomery.
That's why I'm saying it. I honestly think that this is his best. He has the best matchups to come. He plays Green Bay, Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, and Jacksonville. Okay. None of those things scare me. He does have the concussion, so you may not be able to play him this week. But in the weeks to come, we're talking about leading into the playoffs and possibly first week for you, Detroit and Houston. That's number one and number two easiest schedules to play. So I'm giving you the confidence in case you were, you know, had somebody in place of him that you've been starting to be a Damian Harris or type thing. Fire up Montgomery as soon as he's back. They're just going to give him the ball a lot with how bad the quarterback play has been.
The volume will be there for a flex or RB2 or even an RB3.
And he showed his value. I mean, they struggled in the run game without him. So.
Oh, yeah. Got Cordell Patterson running the ball.
Ryan Nall.
Yeah. All right. Your boy here, who's coming back from injury, Myles Gaskin, we all believe is going to take over the starting role.
Yeah, so this is a guy that you may be able to pick up off the waiver wires. He has been on IR. I think he's eligible next week to come back.
Yep.
So you're going to have one more week of Salvin Ahmed. he appears to be the guy. The good news is that role seems to be intact. And if they just believe in him as the starter, then he'll take that role right back. And his playoff schedule, it's looking like a pretty juicy one. He's going to be playing Kansas City, chasing points. They're not great against running back. New England is a little bit of a tougher schedule. And then in championship week, you get the Las Vegas Raiders, who have been the fourth easiest. So he's somebody I want to mention, you know, some of these guys that you could maybe go pick up, stash until you make the playoffs. Maybe you're the team that's already got the first seed wrapped up. Pick up these guys because you just never know. Running backs get injured all the time. You're going to need that depth.
Oh, it stinks. Tell me about running back injuries. All right, so let's move on to the wide receiver position here.
I got like dry mouth here. I'm talking quite a bit.
Yeah. So, hey, here we go. Allen Robinson, who was highly drafted.
Yes.
And now dropped in some places because of the production at the quarterback
position.
It's possible
he's been dropped. I think he's a trade low four candidate that you can pick up.
I like saw him in one of my leagues on the waiver, and I'm like sitting there like, who can I cut to pick him up for this late run?
Yeah, so he's playing. Give me a sec to pull it up. Yeah. This week, he's got a little bit of a tougher matchup against Green Bay. But after that, you're talking Detroit, Houston, Minnesota, and Jacksonville. I mean, don't tell me those matchups just don't sound delightful. I'm excited to play him. I had traded for him in a league, or in our league. And as hard as it's been, you know, you haven't gotten that high in production. He's just a super talented guy. I don't care who's at quarterback. He's got the opportunity against bad defenses to make some plays.
All right. And then this guy, who's been a very popular name in the last 2 weeks, Michael Pittman Jr.
Yeah. I feel like I'm tooting my own horn here. I picked him up off the waiver wire too. But he's going to be dealing with a pretty nice schedule moving forward. They've got Tennessee this week, and which is the team that he kind of broke out on. Houston, Las Vegas, Houston, Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is the one that might be a little tougher on it. But if you're looking for a waiver wire guy and you're thinking, well, I don't know if I can start Pittman here on out, he's going to be that flex guy, I think, that can kind of boost your roster.
Okay. Now, the unsexy, non-sexy position.
But everybody needs to know about.
All right. So a lot of people everywhere outside of Travis Kelce owners are streaming tight ends, or they're just like not even wanting to check that part in their roster.
Yep.
But these two guys, we have Dallas Goedert and Noah Fant.
Yeah. So Dallas Goedert, he's one that he's probably not on the waiver wire after people picked him up and he broke out. And this is less of a schedule thing. It's more just, I think he is now the tight end one. He's earned that position and he's just a super talented tight end. So I have confidence that he's might win people some playoffs.
And Noah Fant?
Noah Fant, he's a schedule guy. He's a tough one I struggled with all year. He's just so talented, and he seems like he's a part of the offense, and then he just disappears, and he's the big thing is injuries. He just he cannot seem to get out of these injuries. But if he does, I mean, you're looking at the playoff weeks, Carolina, Buffalo, Chargers. That's the 12th easiest, 3rd easiest, and 6th easiest schedules coming up. So lots of green for him.
Yeah. I like that a lot there. It's just so tough when you see them and they're not producing at that tight end spot.
Yep.
Defense.
Yeah, so honestly, this may be the most important spot that you need to look to, because these are where you can make moves. You can use your fab that you've been saving to pick up on these defenses. And the first one I want to mention is Cleveland Browns.
The Browns.
Yes, the Browns. I know. Nobody wants to start Browns players. But they've got a very, very nice schedule coming up. This week they play Jacksonville, Luton, start them up. Then they play Tennessee. That's a little tougher of a matchup. But then you get Baltimore, who's been mistake-prone. Lamar Jackson's turned the ball over quite a bit. Speaking of mistake-prone, you get the New York Giants, Daniel Jones.
We'll give you two turnovers.
And then in your championship, you get the New York Jets. So you may just win on the back of the Cleveland Brown defense.
Yeah, and the defense, they are very much in the benefit of a great run game.
Yeah.
Nick Chubb, who am I missing over there? Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
Those two are just phenomenal right now for fantasy owners. But just in the football scheme of things, they are – run the ball, control the clock, and that benefits your defenses. Good defenses are only good because the offense has the ball for a long period of time to allow them to rest. So then they can come after their quarterbacks and make big plays well-rested. And then we got the L.A. Rams.
Yeah, this is, I think they're
number one defense right now. Right?
Yeah, they're coming on strong here. They've really hit their stride. Aaron Donald may not be looking like he's making an impact, but he's making a huge impact.
It's crazy good.
And they, you know, I'm kind of picking on the Jets here, but in that Week 15 matchup, you get the Jets.
Yeah.
You get New England. You get Seattle. Seattle's championship week is probably a tough one to look at. But besides that, I mean, If you get New England and the Jets out of your first two playoff weeks, I think you're going to be sitting good with a defense that I think is real. That's more. Cleveland's more matchup based. LA Rams are just, you know, they're legit a top three defense right now.
Yep. So right here we just listed some players that we want to be thankful for because we have them rostered or we're picking them up or we're trading them if you have a late trade period, because you're going to have your studs.
Yep.
But that you really want to do what Sean did here. Look at the schedule. Find the matchups for fringe spots. We all have them in our rosters if you play in competitive leagues. And find those spots. Fill those in. Get those points there that get you in the playoffs and win you a title.
Yeah, I mean, you can do what I literally did and go to Google and type in strength of schedule, and there'll be all sorts of sites that'll give you this information. Do the research yourself. I mean, don't just listen to what we have to say. It's fun to go in there and dig through the weeds.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Well, that's our episode this week. So if you guys go out there on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, follow us at Frenemies FF Pod. is our handle. We put out little things there, especially over the weekends. Give us a like.
Yeah, shout out to Coach Chris over here. He's been handling a lot of that, doing well on the socials.
Getting better at it, definitely on Twitter. But trying to keep us relevant on there on game days. So anything else for us?
I think that's it.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. And come back for our next episode.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Deuces, Timmy.